We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our next guest, not only is he a beloved analyst, not only can you catch him on Sports Talk 790 in Houston, he's a contributor with 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. He's also a longtime NFL quarterback and national analyst. Here's Sean Salisbury, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sean, welcome to the show, buddy.
Great to be on with you guys, man. Been too long. Thanks for having me.
Sean, you having a good summer,
like
buddy?
You guys
miss
are
you, buddy.
It together too. I miss you.
Miss
too.
You. It's been too long.
Yeah, the beginning of a good long run again. So here we go, man. It's great
Love
to
it.
Be on with you guys, and I know thing you guys are killing it, and it's great to be on. I'm glad you guys are. Your show's killing it and kicking it off, and I know you're waiting for this result. The rest of us are as well. So
appreciate
we'll see.
You, man.
I appreciate you, buddy. So we were having the discussion earlier in the show about the importance of Deshaun playing in the preseason. From your experience, how important is it, especially given Deshaun could then go on and miss this season, how important would it be to get Deshaun out there in preseason action if you're the Browns?
Well, it'd be a bummer if he played in the preseason and you know, if there was no suspension early, right? And then we got the suspension later, so you get the tease of his game. But, you know, I may take a little different approach to this. I know the excitement for him on the field. And Dustin, you know, I've been saying this forever, even when we talk, like when they were getting ready to play Cleveland when he's here. What you're getting, this is a guy and I know that it's not like this isn't anything but a Captain Obvious statement. You're getting one of the top five or six talents at the position in the league. As a football player, this is one of the unique players in football at his position. He's not a guy or one of those guys trying to be. When he's playing, he's that guy. And last time we saw him, he was leading the league in passing. But, you know, I'm not sure. Now, here's the reason I'm 100% with you. It's not just, you know, getting him going and then getting him a little work, and then if it's a six-game or eight-game suspension, he gets back. It's just the rhythm of the play calling and the new verbiage, right? I'm not real worried. Even though he's been out, guys, honest to God with him, I'm not real worried about Deshaun Watson rhythm getting into it pretty soon when he needs it. Even after all the time off, I'm not. Great players, the continuity of him will come around fine. Where you make that is on the practice field. He's getting all that work and from the off season and on the practice field. I'm not honestly real worried about the preseason games. Matter of fact, if he was there and healthy, I wouldn't even play him. If he'd been there. Like, I wouldn't play Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't let Tom Brady take a snap in a preseason game. All the practice time, because I can control what goes on that practice field. But the Watson case is so unique. You didn't have him, then you get him, and then it's six games, so you think you're getting him back, and now we're in a holding pattern, trying to figure it out, and it's a new coach and a new team, and trying to get that. But I trust me, those guys know when he comes out there, you blink and he will be, whatever this is, he will be a great football player. When all the stuff, however people feel about their moral compass and what's gone on, when you get him, it will not take long. He's the best quarterback going into the Browns organization ever. But then here we're not now. Whether the result's going to be ever Baker, as you guys, a good player. Brian Sipe at MVP. I'm talking about where the hype, where you say how good is this guy, where the talent matches the hype. The Browns. I don't go back to what Otto Graham. I guess this is the most talented player this team has ever drafted, and has ever had on their roster when it happens. So I'm not real worried about the preseason games. It's the practice time, and then how long will this be? Will it be two full years that he's out of playing football? But when he's back, it will not take a great player long like him to get into the rhythm. That's the least of the worries for me, is the preseason games. I know fans, they want to see it. I wouldn't worry too much about that. When he gets back, he will play good football.
Sean, you played the position. I did not. What's the hardest thing to account for here with the year and a half off as a player, learning to get back out there? Like, what's going to be the biggest adjustment for him?
I think the anxious anxiety part early of playing. It's not, I mean, you know, we've heard all the Colin Kaepernick talk we've heard for a long time, right? Guys, not here, just all. When you're out 5 or 6 years, and Kaepernick's not as gifted as Watson, but when you're out that long, or you retire for 4 or 5 years and come back and try to make that comeback and play, we're talking about a whole different world and a whole different generation. I mean, we've gone through 5 or 6 drafts, and if you haven't been in the competitive of getting your body here, I remember when I quit playing, I was in my early 30s, and the first year, you know, man, I miss it. By the second year, you're standing on the sidelines watching a game, honest to God, and my thought was, here, Lord, how could I still do this? Well, that's how I felt. Now, I missed the competitive flow, and I'm by no means Watson, but that feeling, for me, guys, let's say it was 2 full years, and I know nobody wants to hear that. What will be missing? Well, just the feeling of the competitive fire of seeing it every day, because you can't simulate that. You can work out with your trainer all you want. You can go out there and throw. You can go through practice. Other than when all the 11-on-11 and you're working live drills just don't hit the quarterback. But you can't simulate that in your off seasons. It's the competitive getting back in. And the one thing I think, Dustin, that sticks out the most, even though you know it and you've lived it, when you've been away from it for a year or a year and a half, when he gets back or whenever it is, it's the how urgent everybody is. I mean, on the I'm talking about how quickly things happen. It's like, whoa, okay. And he may be behind a little bit. It's like, well, wait a second. Okay, now I know what gear I got to get into, and he will. It's not like we're talking about a guy who's 35, who's been out of the league 4 years, and trying to come back, and the last we saw him, he led the league in passing, but he was done. We're talking about a guy in his mid-20s, who left as a leading passer in the league, is probably as hungry as it gets. He's had to deal with a lot of stuff, and dealing with all the reception he's going to get, different reception from different places. But the guy's confident enough, as you guys well know already, that his talent, when you're that talented, it's just a matter of time. For me, it's just snaps and back into the competitive fire. I'm not worried if he can throw a comeback or the deep angle on his ball or if he knows how to drop back. And pocket presence, I don't know if you learned that. That's something he has. He'll step out of trouble. I honestly, and other people worry more than I do, I've seen too many great players. You know, well, what happens when a guy blows out a knee? A guy blows out a knee and is out 14 months or tears an Achilles. We're not saying the same thing about him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, okay, they're back, hopefully, and then, oh, the first game, he's good. So Watson wasn't hurt. He's been close to the game, hasn't played. We're just talking about a guy that's like being injured without the injury. Now it's the mental and emotional psyche and that part he's had to go through. As a football player, the last thing of all the things that have happened that I was worried about or have ever been worried about is, will Deshaun Watson be a great player when he comes back? That answer is the easiest answer of everything that's happened to him since this happened, that you're getting the best, at least, talent going into an offense that this team in my lifetime's ever had.
Sean Salisbury, Sports Talk 790 in Houston with Nick and Dustin on the hotline talking about Deshaun Watson and really what the Browns are getting into Deshaun Watson. There's been a lot of thought, Sean, that the Browns are surprised at the way the off-the-field rulings are going as it pertains to the NFL, that they were bracing for a smaller suspension. If he gets suspended for a full season, and it feels like that's what Roger Goodell wants, Roger Goodell pretty much said as much yesterday at the owners' meetings,
right.
Should the Browns regret trading for Deshaun Watson?
Okay, so I'll put it back on you, and then I'll answer it. What if Deshaun Watson comes and out the whole year, and in 2023 comes in, you guys are 11-6, and does what Joe Burrow did for the Bengals in 2 years, and has them in the Super Bowl, but the result is they win. The talent, and Andrew Berry builds it, and all of a sudden, will it be worth it? The answer is absolutely. If he doesn't win another one, it'd be absolutely. Now, there's a lot of ifs involved here. And, hey, listen, you know, however anybody feels about their moral compass, but listen, I've stated all along, and Dust, when I was with you, I said, listen, this is when this first started, I said, this is way over my pay grade. It's not afraid, and I've answered every question I can, but I'll get right back to you. I wasn't there on the woman's side, and I live in Houston through it all, and on Deshaun Watson's side. I don't take sides in this because I think over the years, he's got to get used to, well, somebody either falsely accused or somebody wasn't accused and should have been accused. I'm out of that business now. My business is take what I hear and what I see. I'm not telling anybody what their moral compass should, and try to keep it to the field, but we can't. The law's, you know, the law's been involved, but he hasn't, and there's no criminal charge. All those things that everybody knows. So I'm not telling anybody how they should think. When it comes to the football side of this, these guys, the football side, don't come around very often. I know that we see the Mahomes and Allen say, "What do you mean, Sean? They don't. We got a great league filled with them." All you got to do is ask you guys in Cleveland. Guys you thought came around this often, we all did. How often have they come around? Not very. Think about it. All the years of waiting for it, and it's here. Now, it's a crazy path and an unfortunate for everybody, the women, Deshaun, everybody involved. It's not nobody likes this, but it's just pure football because he's going to play football again. So, think about it. If it doesn't happen a year and a half from now or 2 years from now, you're going to try to draft the guy. So when you get him back at the latest, what's he going to be, 26, 27? At the latest, if that's what happens. Or this year, and if he misses the whole year, it's still worth it. You're going to get him in 2023. You spend your lifetime as a general manager and a coach looking for Mahomes, Allen, Watson, Wilson. You do, Lamar. You spend your general manager career trying to find him. If you're lucky enough to get Elway and Peyton Manning or Young and Montana, God bless you. That doesn't happen very often. Rodgers and Favre, three times in all these franchises? So it doesn't happen. But you get one of them, you're like, okay. So, yeah, no matter what happens, unless he was out of football 5 or 6 years, all these draft picks are killing it for the Houston Texans. But it'll be worth it even if he's out this year. That will only be 1 year missed for you guys. And with all the years of longing for that player, I assure you, you'll say you'll be grateful you did. However you feel about what's gone on off the field, on the field, you're getting a guy that you search your lifetime for as a GM, and if you get one of them, you got a chance.
Okay, Sean, so just to piggyback your point there, if he's suspended for the whole season, where do we go? I mean, Jacoby Brissett's here. He's the backup quarterback. We all know that, but I don't trust Jacoby for a full season. I think he's a very good backup quarterback, a capable right. backup quarterback, but not a starter for 17 games. Nick and I have been on the Jimmy G train.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. The train for Jimmy G if this is a full year, because we think that if Jimmy G's here, it's a very similar situation to what he's had in San Francisco. Great roster. In fact, this roster is too good to give it to Jacoby Brissett, we think. What say you?
I'm on the same page. Now, I go on in San Francisco every week, as Dick is.
Sean, we get a 2-2 from that?
What's that?
We get a 2-2?
Yeah. Toot-toot. There you go.
There you go. All right.
No, I'm on every week in San Francisco, and I said all along, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is underappreciated of quarterback as we have in a league. Here's why. He's been to two Super Bowl, two NFC Championship games, and a Super Bowl, and he's a Jakarski Tart away from possibly being it again when Stafford hit him in the chest and Tart laid it on the ground, and they didn't get a chance, and the Rams get the ball back. Now, what he did in the Super Bowl, 3 of 11 in the fourth quarter, didn't work, but they may not have got there because of Jimmy to the NFC Championship game and to the Super Bowl, but they sure as hell didn't get there in spite of him. The guy is a solid player. Now, what he needs, and this is why Cleveland works. I said, people talked about him coming here to Houston. I said, he's not going to make this team 5 games better. They may win a game or two better. Davis Mills him. Jimmy's the guy, when you got players around him, players love him. Teammates love him. You got a phenomenal run game. You got a quarterback that can throw slants and get the ball out of his hand. You got people who can run after the catch. Defense, go get the quarterback. The Browns actually fits, and he just kind of looks the part of a Browns quarterback, right? He just does it like a fit, the blue-collar fit that I love. And he's, you know, you know going in, hey, man, you're here, take care of your business, and all you're doing is raising his, you're raising his value. Comes there and wins and gets healthy again, then all of a sudden you're saying, well, now when Deshaun comes back, we got a guy who we can go trade for a second-round pick now because he's still got plenty of years left on his game. And so I've been saying the same thing, and the 49ers reluctant with injury. That's the key. How healthy will Jimmy be if you get him? How far away is the right shoulder? You left You got one guy who was his opposite shoulder is down in Carolina. Now this is the throwing shoulder. How close is he to going full bore and letting it rip is one thing you got to ask yourself. But if healthy, he's better than Jacoby. That's no disrespect. You need guys like Jacoby Brissett on your team. He's a guy that can spell it for a while, but there's a reason he's backup. You saw it with Case Keenum. You need a good changeup pitch. That guy's, you got to have a guy that can spell a guy for a game or two or three. So, yes, I've been on it too, and it's a 20-some million dollar. It'll be that's what you're going to get out of it. Jimmy's a really good player. Jimmy's better on a good roster. Some guys can carry a team for 6 weeks by themselves. That's not him. But guys, when they fit in, can do just fine and carry a roster. And is he two or three wins probably better than what you got when Deshaun's not there? Yeah. But I still think you can win games with Jacoby Brissett. I don't think you're a February team with Jacoby Brissett, and I sincerely mean that. Jimmy at least gives you, I think, a chance. He's seen what it looks like in February. He could have played better in that game, and the result might have been different. But it would be an upgrade when he's healthy. That's the key. How far away is he? And this holding pattern, because there's no reason to go get Jimmy if Deshaun's playing in 8 weeks. And Jacoby can hold it down, because I do have a lot of respect for him. But, yeah, I'm not a guy that wants to wait. If I see something, I want to strike and say, well, if we can get him inexpensive and have him ready to go in 3 weeks, Jimmy will be healthy. I would do it once I knew the results about the Deshaun Watson thing. If it's a full year, the one-year deal, and then you move him out and he plays well and he goes to get the contract somewhere else, you get an asset back for him. And you line up and tee it up and go. I'm all in on winning. I'm not one of those. I don't give a rat's ass about 2027. I care about now. I care about when Watson's on the field.
Yep.
I care about winning now. You owe it to the roster and fans to we ain't taking a bye year because Deshaun Watson can't play. If I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, I need the best chance to win. And if Jimmy gives me a better chance to win, then Jacoby Brissett would have to continue to be the backup if that's the case.
Sean Salisbury, Sports Talk 790 in Houston, contributor with 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Sean, great stuff as always, buddy. Do appreciate
you,
the passion and all the stuff you bring.
You guys are awesome, and congratulations to you too, and I'll look forward to joining you guys weekly, and thanks for having me on, and good luck. Has anything happened in Cleveland this offseason? I would imagine it's been pretty, nothing's going on there for you guys, right?
A little
good
loud.
Good luck, man.
A little loud,
okay.
My guy.
There you go.
We appreciate you there.
Appreciate
Sean Salisbury.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.